Welcome to the More Business, More Life podcast. This show is for socially conscious leaders, entrepreneurs, CEO founders that have found success, but they don't have the ideal life that they would like. And what we're going to do is bring in concepts and systems so that we can increase business with millions of additional revenue while lowering our work hours, ideally below 40 hours a week. We call this More Business, More Life. And it's an and, not an or. We don't have to have either or. We can actually systemize this to have both. And those are the concepts we're going to come with each episode. Sometimes we might talk a little bit more about business, sometimes more life, most of the time, both. So welcome to the show. Welcome to More Business, More Life podcast. Today, we're going to talk about something that was really, really hard for me in my early years, and that is asking for help. I felt like I was a loser or less than, or that I wasn't good enough if I had to ask for help. When actually I found once I asked for help, I was able to have more ease and speed up my businesses and my things in my life with so many more simple ideas. And it even sounds crazy for me to say it right now, because it's like assuming that I must know everything myself, which is, I know now as I've gotten older, is kind of ridiculous. Like, no one person on this planet knows everything, and there's always someone that we can help, and there's always someone that can help us. So offering and receiving help is so big to the opportunity of success in our society. And so we're going to actually break this down on this podcast. What's it like when you don't ask for help, and what's it like when you do ask for help? And then you can decide what's better for you. Either way, you're learning. As Giovanni on our team always says, we're all learning no matter what. So whether you choose to do it yourself or with help, you're still going to learn, but you can choose. So after this podcast, you can choose. All right, let's jump in. How and why and what it's like to ask for help. I know for me personally, when I started out, I kept it really tight to me about any of my problems. I felt having vulnerability would just allow people to squash me, or I better not say anything because then they're going to think I'm weak. And especially being a young entrepreneur, I had dabbled in my teens on little side businesses and stuff. And then when I was 19, I officially started my first company that was like registered with the government and all that. And I worked with a lot of people older than me. And so I always thought that and how ridiculous does this sound? Now, like for me, I don't know, maybe Stephanie and Giovanni, they've joined me on this podcast today. Let me know if you feel this too, but think about how crazy this sounds. I actually thought that if I didn't know something and someone found that out, that they would think that I was stupid and that it would be weak. And then think about that now from our adult learning stance. Like, how the hell do you learn anything if you don't ask? Like, it sounds so crazy to me. It's like, I'm trying to learn how to be an entrepreneur and I'm really young at it. And yet I don't want to let anyone know that I don't know something. And even that to me sounds ridiculous now, because it's like, who in the world knows everything? Like, no one. Everyone is learning at some level. And then just to go juxtapose, right? That's to look at the other side. Once it took all the way till I was 31 to allow myself to ask for help. How crazy is that? Now, I'm not saying it was zero, but it was few and far between that I ever asked for help. And then and just to put a real life thing, in my 20s, I lost over $4 million that I earned, not like speculative money, like money that came through the bank account, came in and went out. And then when I turned 31, I finally gave myself permission, and I was like, not okay health-wise, stressed out to the max, about to like having millions of dollars come through me, but also going out. I was so stressed and it was so scary and I was so alone. Even though I had friends and I even was married by this point and my son was already born, I was far from alone, but I acted like I was. I didn't even share my most vulnerabilities, especially on the business side, with my wife, because I didn't want her to know how scary it was that like we might not have enough money to pay the bills or whatever. I shouldered it all. So then I caused all kinds of health issues in my life, as far as gaining weight, having heart palpitations. I thought I was having a heart attack. It was just an anxiety attack. And then fast forward to 31, I finally asked for help. And then in my 30s, I invested over $500,000 in personal development and growth and coaching and programs and courses. And if I now, many, many years later, if I were to look back to my 31-year-old self and I had to pay $1 million, I would tell myself to do it. It was worth that much in my life to finally ask for help. So I guess that's what we want to explore today is, I mean, I know for sure in my heart, just anyone that's listening to this, asking for help was far better. And most people want to help. And most people don't assume that you know everything. And all those things were just craziness and delusional in my own head. And I slowed down my own learning because I didn't allow myself to learn from all these people that were ahead of me. So it was a lot of detriment. And I can get deeper and deeper into all those things, but I just want to like kind of add more reflection here. I'm curious for Stephanie and Giovanni, maybe do the similar thing that I just did. What's the reflection of when you didn't allow yourself to ask for help and how did it hurt? Or did it work? I mean, maybe you figured a different way that I don't know about. So throw that out there. And then, so when you didn't ask for help, what happened? And then when you did ask for help, what happened? Just curious about both sides of that from both of you.
I think for me, it's always worked out either way, but, or a huge and, it's always been smoother and easier after asking for help, if that makes sense. Because like you say, life happens for us, not to us. And so even if you don't ask for help, you'll get through things, but usually, I mean, there's probably many outcomes, but one of two main outcomes, either you figure it out yourself, which like you were saying, could take you tons of time or tons of money or both, or you can ask somebody, cut the time in half, have less pain in doing it, even though maybe asking for help at times feels more painful than what you're actually going through. So for me, the times that I do ask for help, I think it relieves any stress that I'm putting on myself, whether warranted or not, and helps kind of dissipate that. So then I can refocus my mind on what it is that I should be focusing on, which is a resolution, rather than being in whatever pain, the quote unquote pain the thing is causing me, that's causing that I'm needing help with.
Yeah. I like that. I get that no matter what, you're going to have some outcome, right? And maybe the length of time will take longer, or maybe it'll hurt more. So maybe from what you're saying, that having the help can maybe speed it up and also make it easier or less painful.
I mean, because if you think about it, like just many people, right? I mean, like you were, for just well, since you're here, since you can respond, even before you had your mentor, you could say you were figuring it out, right? I mean, like you were asking, like you did pretty good, because by the time you met your mentor, you had made and lost that $4 million. Like that's, you knew that on your own. And granted, like you, I would say it's not really a loss, because it taught you a valuable lesson, and you did, like all the hardships and challenges that you went through make you the person you are today, and that we have this ability to now help people, right? And I'm learning from you, because you've done far more. You've broken things far more than I've ever tried things. So, which is awesome, because that gives you that ability that you can, I literally have not seen you once with any client that's come to us saying like, oh, I don't know that. Like, and not in a way that like everything, but like, no, yeah, I'm like, yeah, I've tried something like that. And yeah, this is what happened. Like you have a knowledge base for it, right? So all that doing has given you the perspective, and you figured a lot of stuff out on your own. And again, once you got your mentor, though, it just exacerbated everything, and just like your projection just went like hockey stick, I would say, right? Because then you figured out the systems that you didn't have in place, the knowledge in areas that you were lacking, and then you were able to take, oh my gosh, like all this hard stuff that I had done in the past makes sense. It's like almost like flipping a switch, and then you're just like, oh yeah, right? And it's been a journey, right? I'm not saying like all happened in like a day for you, but
yeah, but it's accurate. And I think the thing was my own mindset, because when I met my mentor, I felt like a loser because I lost all that. And you're exactly right. He reframed that right there in the moment. He said, how many people do you know, he asked me, that lost $4 million in their 20s? I'm not talking about some celebrity or something crazy, like people that you know. And I said, that's true. I don't know anybody. And he said, would you do it the same way? Like, would you do it all over again the same way if you had the knowledge you have today? And I said, absolutely not. And then he said, well, then you learned, so there's no failure. And he said, because of all the stuff I did in my 20s, to your point, Giovanni, he said at 31, I was like a 51-year-old. Like, I added decades of wisdom into my life because I had that tenacity. So there was good things in that. And what I always tell people is, like, I tell this story so that other younger people, or wherever you are in your life, I mean, the older you get, the less time you want to lose. But if you're in your 20s listening to this, then asking for help, you could actually get farther along quicker and not wait till your 30s like I did. So maybe, so then that gives me joy that my own pain and suffering can give light to others, right? Because now I can share that. And I think, to your point, Giovanni, I was meant to do that, because now it makes me a better coach and consultant, because it's not just me saying, oh, I did this and it worked, like, just follow what I did. It's like, yeah, I can say that, but I also can say, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, because that burns, that hurts, that you're going to lose money. Oh, I lost $1 million doing that. Oh yeah. You know, and so all of a sudden now there's this wisdom of like what not to do. Like, yeah, I fell on my face doing that. I would advise not doing that, from real experience, you know? So again, to your point, Giovanni, there's good in all of that, because even through those painful times in my 20s, I still was learning. Through my 30s and 40s, having advisors has sped things up. So I always say it like collapses time. It collapses time frame. So if I would have got advice sooner, how much faster I'd do it. And I don't say it from regret, because I agree, Giovanni, I learned a lot. So it was a blessing. But yet, if I could talk to a 20-year-old right now, I would say, why wait? Like, go get advice now. You're going to learn. And I do this to this day. If I want to learn piano, I get a piano teacher. If we want to learn about gardening, I get a gardening teacher. Like, because they're going to, and as an example, people have asked me recently, they're saying, well, can't you just learn piano on YouTube? And yes, you can. Like, to, again, to your point, Giovanni, you can. But I'll tell you this, I have a teacher and they're sitting right next to me at the piano, and they noticed that my ring finger is weaker. And then she said, why, that song is hard to play? And I said, no. And she said, because of this finger, it's delaying and you're not able to stay on beat. And then it gets sloppy into my pinky as I'm playing the keys. And so she gave me exercises to strengthen my pinky and my ring finger so I could get stronger on the piano and play the songs where you need to be on beat and on measure and have that work. And so that would not come through on YouTube. Like, YouTube can't reach out and say, oh, hey, your right hand, your ring finger is not working as good as it could. Like, how are you going to get that from a video? And that's where it collapses time frames, because you might get frustrated and say, oh, I'm just not a good piano player. And you could even give up, or you could spend years trying to play songs that if you just did some strength exercises for your fingers, you could overcome that. And that's just one example. Before we go any further, Stephanie, jump in with us. Like, what same question, like, what was it like before you allowed yourself to ask for help? And then after, maybe like some examples.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I think it's what we were talking about a little bit before we even hopped on, and just, I didn't even realize there was coaching. I didn't realize there was somebody that I could ask for help that would actually be a guide with me to help get me where I wanted to go. I didn't realize that was even a thing when we met. So I was okay being okay. And I think a lot of us are that way. And even a lot of entrepreneurs that I talk to, it's like, either there is some pain and there is some struggle and some like real tangible challenges that are happening that are like clearly not letting them get to where they are trying to go. Or sometimes it's just that everything's okay and they feel like, oh, I'll figure it out. like a lot of times entrepreneurs, they get into business because they're super passionate and knowledgeable about their product or their service or whatever it is, but they don't necessarily have systems or a path or anything to actually help them grow the business quickly. And, but that it's still okay. Like, okay, it's okay. I'll figure this out. So it's really interesting. It always makes me curious, like what makes people take that leap, or like, what is it that maybe even stops them from asking for help? And maybe it is a mindset stuff. Maybe it is, I don't know. I wonder what that is. Cause I think when I saw that there was another way, a better way, someone who could help me, and like you always say, the collapsing timeframes, it's part two of having that awareness of, okay, am I okay right now? Or is there something better on the other side? Is there something more that I could be, that I could have, that I could do? And then seeing that there's someone who could help you get there, like, why would you not choose that? I guess, like, why would you not ask for the help? I don't know if that makes sense.
Well, it does. Cause I mean, the metaphor that I always like, Stephanie, is if you were in a neighborhood and you had to find a house and you didn't have a map or anything, and you're just driving around trying to find the house, or you had GPS and you can literally enter the address and it would turn by turn take you there in a matter of minutes. Do you spend hours trying to find it, or do you just put the GPS in?
Oh, option B, I would say, makes the most sense. Like, you'll get there eventually, probably, without the GPS. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you'll give up and go get some food. But it's like, yes, I would, that whole color by number, the turn by turn GPS, if that help is out there, I'm asking for it. And maybe it comes with having that experience once, and now I ask for help all the time because I know that I had such a good experience with that. Like having you help me realize what I could have, what it could be, and how much, like Giovanni said, how much smoother it could be, how much faster it could be. Yeah, I look for that. I have lots of coaches for all the different things that I want to be good at, or for all the things I want to bring into my life. Yeah.
Yeah. So for you, you didn't even realize that it was a choice. You just thought, I have to figure this out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. At least when it came to like the business stuff, right? So
yeah.
I was like, okay, I'll figure it out, or I'll get there eventually, or this is what it is. I think for me, I had just kind of accepted that, like, okay, I'm just going to be okay with okay. And it wasn't really okay. Like, okay is not okay. I know that doesn't probably make a lot of sense, but to me now it's like, no, I want extraordinary. And maybe there's some mindset stuff around that. Like, who am I to say that I want extraordinary, that I have a good thing, but I want it to be better. So I think sometimes some of that stuff pops up for clients, for friends, for us, that we should just be grateful for what we have, but we can have extraordinary. Like, we can aim for excellence. We can have that. It's okay. And when we do, it's better for everybody around us. So why would we not choose that?
So let's pause real quick and take a break, and we'll be right back. I just want to have an expression of gratitude right now for Pro Audio Voices. They're the ones that produce my podcast. And Becky and her team are amazing. And for those of you that know me, I'm all about wow clients, wow partners. And Pro Audio Voices is a wow partner for me. And if you want to learn more, you can go to proaudiovoices.com and you can learn about them. They also do audiobooks, and they're just amazing people. Thank you, Becky. I love that. And I want to amplify what you just said, because I don't want to brush over it. But there is that delusion that, oh, if I'm already good enough, why should I ask for more? It becomes like this system, or you think, am I being greedy? And one of our taglines is choose gratitude, create freedom. So it's not an ungrateful thing. We can be grateful and we can strive for excellence. And then I believe that we need to become who we want to see in the world. I mean, that comes from Gandhi. Be the person you want to see in the world. And so when we have people striving for their best, then what is your neighbor going to do? What is the other people down the street? How are you going to reflect in the community? So if we want to see the world be a better place, and it's not monetary, I mean, yeah. So if you, I think when you give more money to a good person, they do more good things. When more money comes to a person that's doing bad things, they do more bad things. So I think in a good way, money amplifies what people are doing. And then we notice quite quickly that they're not being good or they're hurting other people. And I think that amplifies and that makes it quite visible in our public eye. So, and that's just becoming more and more public with all the technology and media. So let's go to the good. I mean, so there's no, money is not bad. Growth is not bad. Abundance is not bad. I mean, that's like saying someone just hurt someone with a hammer last week. We're going to ban all hammers. Like, no, a hammer can build a home and it also can be a weapon. It's who's holding it. If you go for abundance, Stephanie, and you're creating a better place, and the fact that you're even concerned about, did I take enough or did I take too much? Like, does everyone have enough food at the table? Your concern about that just shows your interest in others. So then by you striving for excellence, you're going to be showing up at the table with excellence. And other people are going to be like, wow, look what Stephanie's doing. It's like the Roger Bannister story. He broke the 4-minute mile in the 1950s. Before that, they thought a human being would die. Like, doctors literally said your heart would explode. Once he did it, that same year, 19 others did it. And now kids in high school run a 4-minute mile. So when we strive for excellence, we create space for others to do the same. So I think it's actually, if you want to do it, it's the opposite. It's like some people say, oh, I better not do more because I don't want to take from my neighbor. In fact, if you do more, and it's not more. It's all, we say more business, more life, because it is an abundant mindset, but it doesn't necessarily mean more. It could just be simpler. It could be done better, done in less time. So I can go out at the picnic with my family. So what is more? It's not necessarily like more money. It might be more time. It might be more energy. It might be more relationships, more love. Like, it's all of those things come from our excellence. So I just want to, I know I went on a little rant right there, but I believe in that. Jim Collins wrote after Built to Last, but good to great is harder than bad to great, because when it's really bad, people tend to leapfrog. Like, you see people that are like broke in the inner cities or having a really tough life, or they lose their family members and then they jump to greatness and we hear about them in the news. It's less frequent that we hear someone, oh, they had a really good life and then they're great. Like, those do happen. I'm not saying it's zero. But good, they say, is the enemy of great, because good is comfortable. And then we think we can fall into that, like, oh, it's enough. Stephanie, for me, my answer is like, is there more inside your heart? Are you like, oh, I've had enough, but something inside of you wants more? That should be undenied, because that's your soul talking. That's like saying, I know I'm supposed to do more on this planet, but I better not take any more. You're not. That's a delusion. Like, that's like saying, if you go outside today, you're going to take the sunshine away from me, Stephanie. And I know this, but I'm just exemplifying like where our mindset is at the early days, right?
Right. And I think certainly everybody wants to figure out how to grow and achieve financial freedom. And so I think that's always there. And I think that was there for me too, to try to figure that out. But I think what's behind that is like, why do I need that? Like, what will having that do for me? And it was more about creating experiences, like being more mindful, being a better person, like a better friend, a better mom, a better teammate, whatever it was. So yes, I think maybe initially that's the spark, but at the end of the day, that's usually not why we all wake up in the morning, is just to have a big fat bank account. It's like all the other stuff that potentially allows us to have the choices, the time, the energy, whatever it is. So I agree with you. Now I get that. I'm like, okay, it's okay to want more, because then the ripple effect of us having more is great.
Yeah, it's so beautiful when we realize that, right? Yeah. Money is just a unit of choice. And it's also good to know what you want, right? It's like how I always told you, Stephanie, like, if you want a housekeeper or you want a private chef, go get a quote. How much does it cost? So many people have come to me and they're like, oh, it would be nice to have someone clean my house. I'm like, oh, how much does it cost in your area? And they're like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, then how do you know you can't afford it? And I can't tell you how many people go get a quote and they're like, whoa, if I make $200 more a month, I could actually afford this. Oh, well, how can you make $200 more a month? Now we could just be solution centric. And then you stop cleaning your house. And then that means you can play more games with your kids. What would you say if you were to pick one thing, what would be the biggest outcome of having help? And I'll kick us off. For me, before I finally asked for help when I was 31, I was pretty much an absent father to the point, not on purpose. Like I was actually trying so hard. I was working so hard to make money. I was working so hard to not work. And that doesn't work. It's like digging a hole to get out of a hole. Like you don't need a shovel. Like people say, I'm digging myself out of a hole. I heard that like my whole life. I'm digging myself out of the hole. No, you don't dig yourself out of a hole. I realize you get a ladder. You climb out of a hole. You don't dig out of a hole. You just dig deeper. And so I was digging so deep. I was way down in the hole at 31. I finally got help. And one thing that hurt so bad, I remember telling my son, I was like, remember this time when dad was making this TV show and doing that? And he's like, oh, the time that you abandoned us. And that hits hard, but that's where I was. And so my biggest outcome from asking for help is I was able to have what I want, which is to have be a better father, be a better husband, be a family member. And then that led on to being a better friend, being a better neighbor, all those things. And I still could strive to be better, mind you. Like, but I can sit here and say I know my children, which I wouldn't if I was on the same trajectory without getting help. I don't know if I would be able to say that. So that's my big thing, is that I get to know my kids, you know, from asking for help. What's your one big thing that you gained from asking for help?
I think for me, it's going to be probably just like the peace of mind that comes with somebody who's already done what you've done or experienced what you're going through to help. One, you see that they've got on the other side of it, and then their knowledge can help you get on the other side of it as well in a smoother, less volatile way, depending on whatever the situation is. But yeah, just having an ease of mind that you have somebody in your corner to help you get through it, a guide.
Yeah.
I think what I've noticed about asking for help in different areas is that it's like a big fat sign to the universe that you want this thing, and it's the first step to having it come into your life. So I just noticed that over the years, as I've done more work on myself and I've asked for more help through mentorship, through coaches, even in my own household, like those things that I want inside, like become real things, like it just sort of comes your way. And so even, and it has everything to do with the action that you take as well. But I don't know, we always say where focus goes, energy flows, right? So once you say you want, like when you raise your hand, then it's like an invitation for whatever that is to come into your life. So I think there's probably specific examples, but I just noticed like on a more global, like energetic scale, it allows me to like say that I'm open to receive what I'm asking for.
So beautiful. All of it is great things. And I hope that anyone listening, this is helpful for you right now. And even just listening to this podcast is a little bit of help. And then if you ever need more help, then seek someone that already has done what you're trying to do. And if we can ever help, please respond. Like if you're on our newsletter, you can always hit reply and ask us anything. We're here, or share what your biggest takeaway was from this. And if you're not on our newsletter, all you have to do is text WOW, W-O-W, to 72,000. So that's 72000. Text the word WOW, and then it'll prompt you to join our newsletter. And we'd love to have you, and we'll give as much value as we can. As always, we really love doing this podcast and helping as many people learn from our mistakes, learn from our successes, almost everything we're talking about on this particular episode. So we hope that this is valuable. And as always, we like to say, choose gratitude and create freedom. We'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to the More Business, More Life podcast. I hope you got value. And if you did, we have so many more things for you at stevenoplaton.com. You'll be able to connect with us on social media. We are active. You can ask us questions. And then on top of that, I want to give you a really big gift. And it truly is. We want to give so much value. We have an offering. It's a program called Clear Path to Customers. It's the same way that we attract wow clients and only working with the right people, the people we want to. And it's transformed my business into millions more in revenue with the right people and my clients. And we're doing it absolutely free. So you can go to stevenopliton.com and grab that. You just got to put in your information. We'll send it to you promptly. And that again is on stevenopliton.com. I look forward to having you on the next show. Until then, remember, choose gratitude and create freedom.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.